Welcome back to the Fitch Ish Project with your host, as always, Lathan Bass. We have another episode coming at you this week, kind of building on last week's episode where we talked a lot about how to be fit and healthy just as far as eating for busy people. So basically how to eat a healthier diet while being busy. We talked about a lot of different tips for that. So if you're interested in that and have not listened to that one yet, definitely go back and listen to that one. But I thought we would build on that one and talk more about like the exercise and workout side of things for those same type of people. So people that are busy, who maybe don't have tons of time to dedicate to their fitness routine, we're going to talk about some ways that you can still build muscle, lose fat with limited time. Because I think that is a myth that continues to circle around in the fitness world. And people think that you need to spend an hour in the gym every single day or multiple hours in the gym. And that has to be like your whole life. And I am a firm believer that you can do both. You can be fit, you can be healthy, and you can also enjoy your life and all the other ways and spend your time with friends and family and do all those things as well. I think you can do both as long as you know what you're doing and you're making sure that you're focusing on the right things. So that's what we're going to talk about within this podcast here. So I have three main tips that I'm going to dive into and then a couple other quicker type tips that might also be helpful to you as well. So if you are somebody who is busy or you're going through a busy season or you just want to be a little bit more efficient and effective within your workouts and your training routine, then this is going to be a good episode for you. Before we get into the meat and potatoes of this episode, I just want to say for those of you who have left a review, I really appreciate that. If you have not done that, that would mean a ton to me if you could do that just to continue to help to get this podcast out to more people and get this information into the hands of the people who need it most. Because that is the ultimate goal with this podcast, is to help as many people as possible. So leaving a review helps with that. So if you can help me out in that way, really appreciate that. But without further ado, getting into this episode. So talking about some strategies for building muscle and losing fat in less time. So when you break it down, you have to first talk about, okay, what do I need to do in order to be fit and healthy? So a lot of people, again, they think that you need to spend hours and hours in the gym, but you can make really, really solid progress on a good 3 to 4 hours per week of focused training. And when you break that down even further, 4 hours out of your week is about 2% of your week. So there's 168 hours in a week. You can dedicate 4 of those hours to a solid fitness training program. You can have really good results. And that means losing fat. That means building muscle and strength. That means having less aches and pains. That means having more energy to do all the things that you want to do. That means gaining confidence. That means gaining discipline. That means living a longer life. So all those different benefits are things that you can get from literally dedicating 2% of your entire week to fitness. To me, that seems like a no-brainer, right? That seems like a pretty damn good trade-off. And I think it's an important message to share with you guys, because again, I think that myth that you need to be super like into fitness and it has to be your whole life and that it's only for certain people is just so far off. Like everybody can find a couple hours per week to put into their fitness routine. I mean, there's people out there who are millionaires or even billionaires who talk about the importance of like their exercise routine and what it means to them and how it helps them be more productive and live a better life and enjoy their life and helps with their success and all those things. And those are some of the busiest people in the world. Like those people have no shortage of being busy and it's hard to find time. But again, I'm a big believer in if something's important to you and you really want to do something, then you're not necessarily just looking for random time, and you have to prioritize those things and you have to make time for things that are important to you. And for something as important as working out or exercise that can give you all those different benefits, I think that is something that we should try to prioritize. Because, you know, as a coach and as somebody who's helped a lot of people get started on their fitness journeys or get back into their fitness journeys and help them develop, you know, good habits and a better active lifestyle and being healthier and all those things. Some of the things that I hear from people, it's crazy. Like it's just life-changing for people. And, you know, you hear things like people will say, I feel like I'm now a better parent because I have more energy and I'm more focused now that I'm exercising, eating a little bit healthier. Hear people who say they have their confidence back after dropping, you know, 15, 20 pounds. You hear people who, I've had a client who said he feels like he's more successful within his business now that he is doing a more consistent exercise routine because he has more energy, feels like he's more disciplined, he's more like on the ball and focused. I've had people in the past who have like really struggled with like injuries and being in pain. And now that they're more active in focusing on strength training, they don't have those injuries and they don't feel like they're in pain as much. So all these things, as I said, again, are really their life-changing type things. And to get all of that from literally dedicating 2% of your week is something that I think more people should understand and should really take advantage of. So without talking too much more about that, we'll get into tip number one. So similar to the last episode where I talked about some tips for people eating healthier with being busy, it's the same exact tip. So have a plan. So often I hear from people that when they go to the gym, they just don't really know what to do. And when I hear that, immediately I think you're probably not getting great results, just as far as like changing your body, building muscle, losing fat, getting stronger, things like that. You're going to get some of the other benefits just by being up, being active and moving, and you know, some of the mental benefits and stuff like that. But I think a lot of people go to the gym for more than just that. Like very, very seldom do people only go to the gym just for the mental benefits or like the cognitive benefits. A lot of people want to look a certain way, which absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I think having a plan is going to help you, especially on that side of things of like changing your body or transforming the way that you look, looking more fit, building more muscle, losing more fat. If you don't have a plan, it's going to be extremely difficult to make those changes and see that progress. It'd be like if you showed up to work every single day and you didn't have any plans or any direction and you just kind of did whatever. Like if you didn't have any plan or any direction, you're probably not going to be super productive. You're probably not going to get a lot done. You're probably not going to do a great job. Or if you were like trying to cook a new dish, like you saw something like on TikTok or on Instagram, you see a nice dish on there that looks tasty and you're like, I want to try that, but you don't have a recipe to follow. Well, that's probably not going to turn out very well if you don't know what recipe to follow. Well, workouts are the exact same way. Like if you don't have a template, if you don't have some sort of direction, if you don't have a plan, just as far as what you're supposed to be doing when you go to the gym, your results are always just going to be random and they're always going to be just very lackluster because you're not really focused on what you're doing. You're probably not focused on the right things. You're not really getting all that you could out of that time. And especially if you're somebody who's busy, if you're taking that time to be in the gym, you want to make sure that you are focusing on the right things and that the things that you're doing are going to bring you results and they are effective. So having a plan, which basically means getting a good workout plan for most people, especially people who are busy, that's going to be somewhere between 3 to 4 days per week. Again, if you can get in the gym, you know, 3 to 4 hours, like I said, per week, dedicate that to training, you're going to be able to get really solid results. So I know some people are, you know, really busy and they can only get in 2 days a week. That's fine. Start there. Try to build your way up to that 3 or 4 days. Or if you're somebody who maybe just loves being in the gym and you like to get in there 5 days a week, go for it. I've found that when people try to get up into that like 6 to 7 days a week, it's very, very tough because things come up. You want to take time off from the gym as well too for recovery. But I think for a good majority of people, most people, that 3 to 4 days per week is a really, really good place to be. When we're talking about what to actually do within your plan, I think you have to include strength training just because, again, we're trying to maximize our results in less time. And strength training is going to be the biggest bang for your buck just in terms of like the time to what you get out of strength training, because there's really no better way to like sculpt and mold your body, build muscle, lose fat than some good solid strength training, which means lifting moderate to heavy weights, trying to go somewhere near muscular failure, focusing on building strength, focusing on building muscle, all those good things. And a good program is going to follow progressive overload, which if you listen to this podcast for a while, I'm sure you've heard me talk about that. But that simply just means that you're getting stronger over time. And there's different ways to do that, whether it be adding more weight to your exercises, it could be adding more reps to your exercises, it could be adding more volume to your exercises, it could be improving your technique over time. So all those things, if you are seeing improvements in those areas, that means that you're getting stronger. That means that you are moving in the right direction and you're going to see those results that you want to see. When it comes to a good workout plan, you need to make sure that it makes sense for your goals and for your abilities. again, with all the different options out there, sometimes it's hard to know what to do. So make sure that the plan that you choose is aligned with your goals and your abilities. Like, a lot of people think they need these super complex, crazy programs with a million different exercises and all these different things. And it's really not the case. I've been lifting for over a decade, and people who have been lifting for longer than me, they still do a lot of the basic things that you would see like a beginner doing, but they just do them better, and they've been doing them for longer, and they continue to focus on progressing and getting stronger and all those things, and they make really good progress. So you don't need some crazy advance, some complex plan, and especially if you're somebody who is busy, that's only going to take extra time away from focusing on the things that you want to focus on. So making sure that everything is aligned that way is important. And lastly, when it comes to picking a good workout plan, you want to pick something that you like. Obviously, I know not everybody is in love with exercise, but picking a program that you at least somewhat like is definitely going to be helpful in helping you with being consistent in the gym and being able to enjoy yourself, which is a big part of getting good results. Is if you like the program, you're going to do it. You're going to train harder. You're going to be more consistent. And those are good things when it comes to making progress. Obviously, you're probably not going to love every single exercise or every single part of it, but try to find something that you at least like a little bit so that, again, you're more likely to stick with it and see better progress. So that is tip number one, have a plan. Tip number two is going to be utilize walking. So walking is such a great way to add activity to your day without all the extra planning and without all the extra time needed, which, again, if you are busy, is huge. Because it's super accessible, and you don't have to like plan out all these different ways that you need to get steps in your day, because it's just something that you can literally just stand up and you can just go walk around. There's different ways that you can add in some steps throughout your day, whether it's parking further away or taking the stairs, or, you know, adding in some 10-minute walks here, some 5-minute walks there. Like if you're at work and you need a little break, you just stand up, go walk around 5-10 minutes, come back to your desk or come back to whatever you were doing. Maybe after your meals, like maybe after lunch, you go for a little 10-15 minute walk. After dinner, go for a little 10-20 minute walk. And it's really nice too, because it's something that you can do with other people. So you can go on walks with your family, your friends, your partner. Like, it's a really good time to socialize as well. So walking is super, super nice that way as well. And with walking too, like, it's not just a matter of just being more active. Obviously, being more active is a good thing. You know, you're going to burn more calories and things like that. But there's so many other benefits of walking too, just as far as like the mental clarity you get from walking. It's good for your brain health. It's good for your joints and your tendons. It's good for your bone health. It's super helpful with weight management. So people who are trying to or have goals around the way that they look, walking more is going to help with managing your weight. There's cognitive benefits. It's good for your digestion, which, again, as I mentioned, going for some walks after meals is something that's really nice. I've been incorporating that a little bit more, and I've noticed a difference. And sometimes after you eat, you have that, like, you're a little lethargic and maybe you just feel a little tired. When you go on that walk right after your meals, you don't necessarily feel that kind of crash, which I've noticed to be really, really nice. Because if you're like me, you get that kind of lull in the afternoon. Maybe after you eat lunch, you get a little bit tired. But going on that little 10 to 20 minute walk right after lunch can be a really nice way to kind of combat that a little bit. And then the last thing too about walking is just, it's such a great stress reliever. It's a really nice thing to do to just get outside or just go walk around. Like I said, taking those breaks at work, or, you know, maybe after a hard day, or just finding ways to take those little mini breaks and get up and move around can be super helpful, just from a mental standpoint, but also from that physical standpoint as well. And when you think about it a little bit further, like, walking is such an underrated thing, because, like, as I said, it's super accessible. Like, if you want to plan in extra workouts and things like that, you actually have to plan them out. But just walking is something that you can just do whenever. And when you think about just fit people in general, somebody who is fit is somebody who is active, right? Like, we all know that. Like, if you're a fit person, you're probably very, very active, or active, more active than most people. And the simplest way to get more active is just to start walking more. So in the most basic sense, if you can start walking more, you're going to start to become more active. And in turn, you can start to become a more fit person. It's something that I really wish that I would have focused on sooner within my own personal fitness journey. But it's definitely something that I prioritize now. And I think sometimes too, people get this idea that walking is such like a waste of time because it's like you're not like sweating a bunch, your heart rate's not way up there. It's pretty easy going. Like it doesn't seem like this great exercise or this great workout, which is probably why I didn't get into it until later when I was a little bit older and more mature. You know, being a young former athlete, like you have this idea that if you're not sweating or your heart's not pumping or it's not super intense, you know, banging the weights around or doing sprints or doing a really hard run or things like that, then it's not really worth doing. But that's definitely not the case. Walking is great exercise. It's a great way to get all those other benefits. And you can see some really positive things start to happen when you do start to focus on walking more. So again, it's something I definitely prioritize after COVID. I just needed ways to get outside and so I wouldn't go crazy. And so I started implementing more walking, and it's something that I've kept in my routine ever since. Obviously, you know, for some people, if you have an active job, if you're walking around a lot, things like that, getting these steps is going to be easier. If you're somebody who has a more sedentary job, then you're going to have to start to find more ways to implement some of those steps throughout your day. Again, taking those little mini breaks around at work or after meals or things like that to get in some of these steps. But it is definitely worth your time and worth your while to start thinking about getting more steps within your day because it's going to have a lot of really good benefits. Tip number three, so do a little bit of cardio. So we've talked about weights, we've talked about walking, and then the third kind of pillar that I would throw in there with people who are trying to be more fit and build muscle, lose fat in less time would be doing a little bit of cardio. And before you go crazy, I know a lot of people have certain thoughts about cardio, and I definitely was one of those people for the longest time. I hated cardio. I'm gonna give you a couple options, and they're not as bad as you think if you are somebody who hates cardio. So option number one, I would tell people, is to find an activity outside of the gym that allows you to be more active. So this could be something like hiking. This could be like biking. This could be running if you like running. I know a lot of people don't like running, but running is an option. This could be some sort of sport. So this could be like playing in a basketball league or pickup basketball, maybe a softball league, a volleyball league. Swimming, tennis, pickleball, literally whatever, just any sort of activity that gets you up, gets you moving, gets your heart rate up a little bit, and gets you to be less sedentary is going to be a good thing. Because if you want to be fit, if you want to feel good, if you want to build that muscle, lose that fat, then and just overall just be healthier, then getting some cardio in is definitely going to be a good thing. And it's something that I encourage people to do. Do you necessarily need to do cardio like to lose fat or something like that? No, you don't necessarily have to. But if you really want to be fit and like feel your best, then getting some cardio in is going to be a super beneficial thing. Because we've talked about strength training, which like some of our best predictors that we have for just longevity and living a long life is like muscle mass, and more specifically having like leg strength, which you get from your strength training. But the other thing, and one of the best predictors that we have of like living a long life, is your VO2 max, which I'm not going to get into like the science of that and explain that. But all you need to know is that increasing your VO2 max is done through increasing your cardio. So doing more cardio activities. So again, doing some sort of cardio is going to improve your health, which is why I encourage people to try to find some sort of cardio that they enjoy doing, which is an option here. So like, this is not something that you have to do every single day, but if you can find an activity like this that you like, and you can do that once, maybe twice per week, then it's a way to get some cardio in without actually thinking about doing cardio. Because like, as I said, a lot of people don't necessarily love cardio. So finding an activity you can do that doesn't really feel like cardio is a way to get all the benefits, but doesn't feel like such a struggle. It's kind of like, you know, when you were sick, or maybe you have kids and like you have to give them medicine, but the medicine tastes awful. So you'd hide it in like some sugar or like some food that tastes good. And then, you know, you take that so you get all the good benefits of the medicine. That's similar to how I think about this. Like, not a lot of people love to just go out and run 5 miles or just go out and just do a bunch of steady state cardio for a long time. But a lot of people like these different activities where they can get outside or they can go play sports or things like that. Like, there's the social aspect that you get from this, you know? So there's a lot of different benefits that you can get from this, and it doesn't necessarily feel like you're just going out and just doing a bunch of cardio, which is why I recommend this as a really good option for people. I know for me, like, I like to play basketball. So at least once a week, I'll get together with some friends and we'll play basketball for a couple hours. And it's probably the best workout that I have all week, just in terms of just cardio in general and just all the running and jumping and cutting and all that different stuff. Like, I get done and I'm super, super tired. But throughout playing the basketball, like throughout playing, I don't think like, oh man, I'm just getting some great cardio in here. Like, I don't feel like I do if I go out and have to go on a run. It's a very different feeling. And like I said, you get that social aspect, which is really nice and really beneficial for health as well. And so it's just a really good way that you can get some of that cardio in. You're going to feel better. You're going to get all those benefits. Plus you're burning some extra calories on top of that, which is a good thing if you have goals around the way that you want to look. So there's just a ton of benefits to getting some of those things in there. So that would be option number one, find an activity outside the gym that you enjoy that allows you to get a little bit of cardio in. Option number two is requires a little bit less time, which can be nice, especially, you know, sometimes you are really busy or for whatever reason, you can't get that activity in one time per week. Like, you're not playing basketball that week, or you're not going on a hike, or you're not going out biking or whatever. One other thing that you can do is the second option, which is adding a little bit of cardio to the end of your workouts. So again, if you're somebody, you're getting those 3 to 4 workouts in per week, at the very end of your workout, just add 5 to 10 minutes of high intensity exercise onto your workouts. And by high intensity, what I mean is like you're getting your heart rate up, you should be out of breath, you should be sweating a little bit. So it's very, very high intensity, but it's short amounts of time. You notice I only said 5 to 10 minutes. So some examples of these sorts of things would be like, you could do like bike sprints or sprints on the rower or sprints on a treadmill. So any type of cardio machine, you hop on there, you go really, really hard for 30 seconds and then you rest for 30 seconds. And then you could repeat that for 5 to 10 minutes, or you could jump rope, try to do that, get as many jumps as you can in 5 minutes or 10 minutes without stopping. You could do things like circuits. So include some things, maybe if you have access to like battle ropes or kettlebells or dumbbells, you could do little circuits where you're doing different exercises and trying to get as many reps as possible in a certain amount of time. You could do like CrossFit type things, like every minute on the minute. So maybe minute one, you're doing as many push-ups as you can. And then minute two, you're going to do as many body weight squats or squat jumps as you can. And then you're going to repeat that for 10 minutes. So you're just getting as many reps as you can, really trying to push the tempo, push the intensity, get your heart rate up. And those are really, really good ways to get a like solid amount of cardio in a limited amount of time. So while you might not be spending as much time on the cardio, since you're doing it at a lot higher intensity level, you're still getting a ton of those really, really good benefits. So that is option number two for adding a little bit of cardio into your plan. And then if you can do that at the end of every workout, let's say you do 10 minutes at the end of all four of your workouts. Well, at the end of the week, that's 40 minutes total of super high intensity cardio, which again, it's going to be really good for your overall health, and you're going to burn a few extra calories and you're going to get all those benefits. So adding in a little bit of cardio would be tip number three. So those are the three main pillars that I would tell people to focus on. Like, if you really wanted to maximize and get the most effective workout possible in less time. So you have your strength training, you have utilizing walking more, and then you have doing a little bit of cardio within your week. And then to finish this thing out, I just had some super quick kind of hitters, like quick tips about things that I've either done or things that I've recommended to others who have found these things helpful just when it comes to, you know, being more efficient, being more effective, and not wasting as much time. Because if you're busy, you don't want to be wasting time. So these are ways that you can save a little bit of time and get the progress that you want in less time. So tip number one, simple, pack your gym bag the night before. The less things you have to think about the day of, the better. So you don't want to have to wake up and pack your gym bag and get all your stuff together and, you know, go to the gym and things like that. Because the more resistance that you have, the less likely that you are not going to do it, or that you might find an excuse to not do it or fall off. So super simple, but pack your gym bag or lay your clothes out for the gym the night before. That way it's just one less thing that you have to think about. Number two, work out in the morning if possible. And I know not everybody loves to work out in the morning, but if you're a busy person, the likelihood of something coming up, like in the afternoon or the evening is much, much higher. But if you get your workout done in the morning, there's less distractions. There's less likelihood that something's going to pop up where you have to go take care of it. And so you just always have that time dedicated in the morning and you don't have to worry about other things popping up and taking over those times that you want to work out in. So while I know it's not everybody's favorite thing to do, like if you're really finding yourself struggling to get your workouts in, then working out in the morning is going to be a great option. It's going to suck a little bit at first, especially if you're not used to it, but once you get in the routine, it's not too bad. So if you're struggling, that's always a possibility, is just try to get those workouts in the morning. Plus, I know a lot of people too, they really like starting their mornings off with a good workout. Like people will say they feel more productive. They feel like they start out their day with some momentum, or they start out their day with a small win, and then everything on top of that just really feels like a nice little bonus. So starting your day off with a workout's not all bad and can definitely be a good option for a lot of people. Number three, schedule it in your calendar. So physically, either write it down in your calendar or put it in your phone or whatever. Put what time you plan on working out, what day you plan on working out, because you're more likely to do it if you physically write it down. I read a book talking all about like building habits and things like that. And one of the things that it mentioned was that people who write their goals down, or people that write like when and where and what time like they plan on doing their things, are more likely to do it. That simple act, it literally will take you, you know, less than a minute to write those things in your calendar. Just by simply writing it down, you're more likely to do it because it makes it more real, puts it in your calendar, makes it a priority. So that's something super simple that I don't think a lot of people utilize that you can do to make it more likely to get your workouts in. Tip number four, this is more of a specific tip for actually in the gym. And that's to use supersets within the gym. So a superset is basically you take two exercises and you're going to do them back to back and then you'll rest, versus like some strength training plans, you'll do an exercise, you rest, you do another exercise, you rest, you do another exercise, you rest. So you're just resting in between every single exercise. With a superset, you're going to do two exercises and then you're going to take your rest. So for example, let's say we have a bench press and then we have some pull-ups and they're supersetted together. So I'm going to do my bench press, I bang out my set of bench press, and then without resting much, I'm going to walk over to the pull-up bar, get set up, and then I'm going to do my pull-ups. And then I would rest my 2 minutes or 3 minutes, whatever I'm supposed to be resting in between my other exercises. That way you're just cutting down on your time in the gym and you're just maximizing the amount of work that you do in less time. So it's a really nice thing that you can use to, again, cut down on that time, but still get a really good workout. And since you're working typically different muscles within the superset, you still can get a really good stimulus. You still can get a really good exercise going with supersetting exercises. So supersets in the gym, super helpful. Another one within the gym, use a timer when you're in there to keep you on track. So a lot of people will end up wasting time in the gym, and this kind of goes back to having a plan. But if you have a plan and you use a timer, you're going to be much more efficient within your workouts. Tracking that a little bit more closely so that they can stay on track and not end up wasting as much time within the gym. So using a timer is a super easy way to kind of hold you accountable. Something that I always use whenever I start my workout, I start a timer. And I know if I'm supposed to get this workout done within 60 minutes, I can keep glancing up at that clock and know like, okay, I'm not halfway through my workout, but I'm already at 40 minutes. I probably need to pick the pace up a little bit. And then again, in between sets, I know like if I'm supposed to be resting 2 minutes, then I can look up at the clock. Once that 2 minutes is up, then I get right to it. So using a timer can be helpful to hold you accountable and keep you on track as well. Got a couple more, but tip number six, you want to focus on compound movements. So what that means is that focus on movements that require a lot of muscle groups. So versus like maybe doing a bunch of like bicep curls and tricep extensions and like things that only focus on one muscle, you want to try to focus on exercises that incorporate a lot of muscles. So your things like your squats, your deadlifts, your RDLs, your presses, your rows, your pull-ups, like those sorts of things that require a lot of your big muscle groups and require a lot of muscles are going to give you a little bit more bang for your buck and allow you to hit all those muscles, cover all your bases without having to do a billion different exercises. So focusing on compound movements within your program is going to be beneficial and helping you save some time as well. And then my last tip is to get a coach or a trainer. So one thing that I hear from a lot of people is like, again, I mentioned it earlier, but like people just don't necessarily either know what to do or they don't want to take the time to like plan everything out. So when you have a coach or a trainer, they do all that for you. Like I have people that I work with who are very similar to me, like former athletes. They know their way around the gym. They like working out and things like that, but they don't really like making the plan and they don't really like not having some form of accountability. And a coach or a trainer can do both of those things for you. They make all the workouts for you so you don't have to do any of the thinking. It requires less effort out of you just as far as that goes. So you just show up, you do what they tell you to do, or you do what the program tells you to do, and then you're more likely to actually do it. And then you also have a little bit of accountability as well if you have a coach or a trainer, just because they're holding you accountable, which again is something that a lot of people struggle with. And we know that if you're not consistent, if you're not getting in the gym, then you're probably not going to be seeing the results that you want to see. So getting a coach or a trainer, somebody who knows what they're talking about, is a super easy way to address both of those issues. So if you're somebody who's struggling, if you don't really know what to do, if you need some accountability, then find a trainer, find somebody you trust, find a coach, find a training partner, find somebody who knows what they're talking about and utilize them, because you're going to get better results if you can do that. And with that, that rounds out this episode. So hopefully, you know, you were able to gain a little bit of knowledge from some of these things that we dug into today. And especially for you busy people, you have a tip or two that you can incorporate into your routine that's going to help you get better results, build that muscle, lose that fat in the limited time that you have. And with that being said, appreciate you guys listening. I do have a newsletter that I send out every week. So if you're interested in getting that, it's just 5 nuggets, different things that I come across, different ideas from me, some ideas from other people, supplements, motivation, quotes, exercises to try, just a bunch of different stuff that I put in there, just 5 things that I think would be useful or valuable to you every single week. So if you want to sign up for that, you can find the link to that in the show notes. And then the last thing is I have a program that I'm going to be talking about soon. So if you are somebody who is looking for a coach or a trainer, you want to get those results, you don't have to worry about like creating your own plan. You just want to be have everything laid out for you, know exactly what to do step by step, have somebody holding you accountable, then definitely pay attention for that, because I'll be talking about that coming up pretty soon here. But with that, again, appreciate you guys listening, and we will see you next week.